Visits to high streets and shopping centres have fallen to below pre-pandemic levels, but many Norfolk retailers are bucking the trend. During July, shops in the east of England saw footfall drop 9% compared to the same month in 2019. Shopping centres saw the biggest fall in the region, down 19%. Fewer people were also visiting high streets, with numbers 9% below the 2019 levels. The data from retail analysts, Springboard, shows that this is an ongoing trend, as June also saw below 2019 levels. Norwich's Royal Arcade, however, had a high number of shoppers pass through last month. Simon Ashdown, director of its managing company, LPC1, said July was a great month, with more than 200,000 people visiting. Lord Mayor's Procession, Norwich Lanes Fair and Pride are really helping to draw in the crowds to Norwich City Centre, and the Royal Arcade, with its new stores opening, is able to offer shoppers an exciting retail option. With new tenants such as Juni and Co, Isola and the new food hall Yam all opening in the next 2 or 3 months, and with more new tenants in the pipeline, we are eagerly anticipating that our footfall will continue to increase as shoppers rediscover the delights on offer from the Royal Arcade's mix of shops, stores and eateries. Overall, the UK has seen retail visits fall 14.2% below 2019 levels. Shopping centres saw numbers down 18.6% and high streets by 17% compared to 3 years ago. Paul McCarthy, general manager at Chantry Place, said that the Norwich Shopping Centre has yet to get back to pre-pandemic levels.
From the Solent to the Straits of Dover, millions of households in the south of England are being told to stop filling up their paddling pools and rinsing their cars down. Yet here in Norfolk, people remain free to carry on watering their hanging baskets with hosepipes. But both regions are facing similar intense and prolonged periods of dryness. The first hosepipe bans of the summer were introduced in Hampshire and the Isle of Wight last week, with further bans affecting Sussex and Kent coming into force later this week. So why is Norfolk's water company, Anglian Water, confident that it will not need to bring in similar measures here? The company is certainly not saying there is not a pressing issue here for the public to address. Whilst no hosepipe ban is in force, the firm is encouraging customers to abide by certain measures, like taking shorter showers and using watering cans rather than sprinklers. Only half of Anglian Water's supplies come from surface sources like rivers and reservoirs, and the other half comes from groundwater sources like underground aquifers. And this is one factor that has helped hold off the hosepipe ban so far. Another factor is that East Anglia's status as the historically driest in the country has meant that the infrastructure is relatively well adjusted to moving supplies around the region to meet varying demands. A spokesman for Anglian Water said, "Currently, our reservoir levels are stable at about 80% full, and our underground aquifers are in reasonable shape too, at around average for this time of year."
And Anglian Water has defended its performance after Liz Truss, the frontrunner in the race to the next Prime Minister, criticised its services in her Norfolk constituency. Ms Truss said water companies had not been doing enough to fix leaking pipes and said she had a lot of issues with my water company in Norfolk. But Anglian Water, which is responsible for supplies in her southwest Norfolk constituency, hit back at the criticism and defended its work in fixing problems with its infrastructure. Ms. Truss made the comments in an interview with the Daily Express in a discussion about the threat of hosepipe bans being introduced across the country in response to the ongoing dry, hot weather. She said such bans should be a last resort. An Anglian Water spokesman said its leakage rates were half the industry average, despite it having the biggest geographical region of any water company. He added, "Last year, we delivered our best ever performance, surpassing the incredibly stretching targets set by our regulators Ofwat and delivering the equivalent of 5 years' worth of reduction in a single year." On Monday, the water company insisted it was not planning on introducing a hosepipe ban, despite restrictions being introduced in other areas of the country. However, the firm is encouraging customers to abide by various measures to preserve supplies, like taking shorter showers and using watering cans rather than sprinklers.
The expansion of Norwich Prison has seen plans for new facilities, including a fitness centre for inmates, given the go-ahead. It comes as the government plans to create more than 170 additional places on top of the existing 769 capacity. As part of the revamp, the removal of existing buildings and glasshouses to enable the construction of a sports hall and fitness centre has been approved by Norwich City Council. They confirmed this refurbishment does not require planning permission or any other form of consent. The government has not said how much Her Majesty's Prison Norwich refurbishment will cost, but that it was part of a £150 million investment to bring all jails into the 21st century.
A city fisherman has hauled in a record-breaking beast of the deep, a whopping 7-foot halibut. The largest ever of its species to be caught by a Brit, the 90-year-old creature was caught by Paul Stevens off the coast of Norway. The Porringland 45-year-old has been a guide and destination manager for Sport Quest Holidays for 15 years, taking keen anglers on trips to Norway 6 times a year. On a rare week off guiding, Paul and 2 friends took to the seas to fish for themselves. Little did Paul know what lurked beneath the surface. He managed to catch a halibut thought to be between 70 and 90 years old, measuring almost 7.5 feet long and weighing 28.5 stone, or 399 pounds. The mega catch dragged the boat and its occupants for 0.5 mile before it was finally caught for good. The thrilled fishing expert said, "It's taken a lot of years, spending hours and hours trying to get something of that size." Although fishing in mid-20s heat, Paul had to brave 11-degree waters to get a picture with his prize catch, which was too heavy to bring aboard. You can often tell they get a line mark on the top of their mouth when it rubs against the fishing line, whereas the mouth on this one was spotless. And although the largest halibut caught by a Brit, it's far off Paul's biggest ever catch, a marlin off the coast of Kenya. He added, "I do a lot of freshwater carp fishing in Norfolk, but this is nothing like you'd find in the Broads or off the coast of Norfolk."